I think his idea was that I kill you. But you know the pity is when I'm paid, I always follow my job through. You know that.
No! Adrian!
What's the crack, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Paddy's Parlor Podcast. How are y'all doing today, huh? Hope you're having a swell day wherever you are. Didn't put out a podcast last week again. Apologies. This is turning into a bi-weekly podcast, isn't it? Just sometimes life gets in the way, you know what I mean? If this was my full-time job, by golly, I'd be putting one out every week, so I would. But man's got to earn a pound, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to earn a pound out, mate, you know what fuck I mean? Just trying to earn yourself a pound out, you know? If you're a new listener to the podcast, you're very welcome. At the end of each episode, I'd like to feature original music. Today, at the end of the podcast, I'm going to feature the Dead Pioneers again. They're a band from Colorado. I've played almost their full album on this podcast, and I'm going to play another one off that later today. So stick around at the end of the podcast to hear some good old-fashioned original music. Apologies also if it sounds like I'm talking into a fucking sock, or I'm talking through my nose. You know, like, that's because I'm sick today. That's right. I'm not invincible, ma. I'm not invincible. I thought it was. Yeah, I got a cold or a flu or something like that. I had a sore throat for 2 or 3 days and I was like, nah, I ain't sick. I won't even say them words. And then I woke up this morning and I was like, I'm sick. Yeah, I'm sick. So yeah, apologies if I sound a bit weird. I don't get sick very often, actually. I did get COVID a few years back when COVID was knocking around, when that was the trendy thing, you know? It's like, you never got COVID. Loser. But I got COVID and I was really fucking sick when I got it. So sick that I actually couldn't leave the house. And my girlfriend at the time, she went to the doctor for me here in Taiwan. And they said, okay, we have to do a call with him on a video call. So she came back to the house and the doctor called me on a video call, which was kind of interesting. I've never had that before. And he's like, okay, so when is the last time you were, you know, you had a checkup at the GP and that? And I was like, I said, I think it was around 5 years ago. And he's like, 5 years ago? I was like, yeah. I was like, I don't get sick very often. He's like, 5 years? I was like, yeah. I said, I think it was around 5 years, 4 or 5 years ago, yeah, since I was at the doctor. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, I'm going to read you out a list of symptoms. You know, tell me what you have. And he read out like a list and I had everything on the fucking list. Shits, vomiting, pains all over my body, my jaws, my eyes even fucking hurt, sore throat. So, yeah. He just gave me the prescription over the fucking video call. My girlfriend went and picked it all up. It's fucking great. So yeah, I don't get sick very often, but when I do, yeah, boy, I'm sick. So, anyways, I'm gonna jump straight into today's podcast. Last week, as you already probably know, we got hit with a big earthquake here in Taiwan, and it measured 7.2 on the Richter scale. So that was fucking huge. That's the biggest one I've ever experienced since I've been living in Taiwan. And it's interesting because when I first came to Taiwan like 5 or 6 years ago, nobody told me that they got earthquakes. So my first experience or my first knowledge that they got earthquakes was I was sitting on a double bed with my ex-girlfriend and I was reading a book or something. She was sitting there looking at her phone. Next minute, the entire bed started rocking from side to side. So I just looked up at her like, what the fuck are you doing? And she's looking at her phone and my brain is like, my brain is scrambling at this minute because she's clearly not rocking the bed. She's on her phone. She's not even taking any notice of it. And I'm like, what the fuck? She looks up. Then I look over at the fan and everything in the room. The whole room is rocking. And I said, what the fuck is going on? And she's like, oh, it's an earthquake. And then she just went back to looking at her phone. I jumped up off the fucking bed, ran over to the door. And I was like, what? Let's go. What are you doing? She looked up and started fucking pissing herself laughing. She's like, oh my God, will you relax? It's only a small earthquake. I was like, a fucking earthquake? The fuck? Let's get the hell out of here. It stopped after a couple of seconds and, you know, she proceeded to take the piss out of me for quite a while after that. But I was like, you get fucking earthquakes here? I was like, no one told me that. You know, I knew they got typhoons. In the summertime, we get hit with some big typhoons. We get some big monsoon rain. We get unbearable heat in the summertime. But I never knew they'd got earthquakes. So my first experience of an earthquake was, yeah, quite a shock. So after that, I mean, I experienced quite a few more earthquakes after that. Because we get them here every year, like. And I gotta say they're terrifying because you really feel helpless, like you really feel like there's nothing you can do. And the buildings we live in here, like, they feel like they're made out of cardboard. Like when I'm walking up, I live in the fifth floor, and I've always lived on the fifth floor pretty much of every building I've lived in here in Taipei. And they just feel like, you know, the banister is all fucking falling apart. The concrete steps leading up are cracked everywhere. And you just feel like, man, it wouldn't take much to take this building down. You know what I mean? So yeah, last week when we got hit with that big earthquake, first of all, thanks to everybody who sent me messages. I got a lot of messages from different people around the world, seeing if I was all right. I'm fine. I still have my mental issues, but I think other than that, I'm fine. I was in my kitchen of the new place I'm living, and again, it's on the fifth floor. So the higher up you are, the more you're going to feel the earthquake, because it just rocks like fuck. If you're lower down, I don't think you feel it as much, but this one, you no matter where you were, you would have fucking felt it was that strong. And I was in the kitchen, and I was just going, walking down the little hallway. I've got a little hallway that leads to my room. So imagine it's about a 6 meter long hallway, and then there's a turn off to the right where my door is that leads into my room. I was in that hallway, and it was dark when the earthquake struck. So I'm walking down this hallway in the dark. Next minute, the whole fucking hallway starts rocking from side to side. I was like, what the fuck? So I ran down and opened my door. And as soon as I looked into my room, like, my fan was rocking over. There was stuff falling off my shelves. I was like, oh, fuck. So I turned around and I ran up into the living room. But everything, like the whole fucking kitchen, all the pots and pans, everything was shaking and rocking like hell. Doors and the cupboards were opening and closing. I just stood there shouting. I was like, fuck, fuck, oh shit. And then my housemate got up and he like ran into the living room, and we're like, fuck, this is crazy, this is a big one. And again, you don't really know what to do. Like, my instinct was kind of, you know, to run out the door, but I always think to myself, we're on the fifth floor. If the building comes down, you're going to have to take, there's a floor above us, one floor above us, that's going to come down. And if you're in the stairwell, you know, that goes down each floor, I just don't think it's a safe option. So you kind of freeze for a minute, like you're, I hate them so much because you feel helpless and you feel like there's nothing you can do. People say, get under the table. Another person was saying that one of the safest places you can be is standing beside the fridge, provided that it's open. Because what I heard is that in an earthquake, a lot of the times the person or the people that die won't die as a direct result of something falling on them. They might be buried under rubble, and they might be alive for many, many days, even weeks. But what happens is they run out of water, and they run out of food or whatever like that, and maybe they die of dehydration, or then they eventually run out of air while rescue workers are looking for them. So there's a little tip for you, you know? Get beside the fridge. Maybe get into the fridge, you know? The fridge seems like a solid enough fucking unit, doesn't it? Get in the fridge, make sure you got plenty of shit in there, and you might have a fucking swell all the time when you're waiting to be rescued. But we didn't. We just stood there fucking like fish out of water, you know, flopping around in the kitchen going, ah, 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 what are we going to do? Ah, ah, you know? But it was utterly terrifying. We had no damage to our house. I mean, a few things fell off my shelf and stuff like that. A few things fell over. But at my ex-girlfriend's house, I have loads of glasses. We have wine glasses, different types of glasses we drink out of. And they're on like these shelves. And she sent me a video, and every fucking one of them had just came off the shelves and smashed everywhere. They were standing under the doorway when it happened, and they were just watching and hearing all the smashing. So for them, it was probably even more terrifying. I went over and investigated, and I seen fingerprints on those glasses. My glasses in particular. Noticed all her glasses hadn't broken and weren't shattered, yet mine were. So something could be amiss there. Might be a bit of foul play involved, you know what I mean? Good alibi there. Oh, it was the earthquake shaking and rocking and smashed all your glasses, you know. We'll see. I'm only joking. But, yeah, they're fucking scary. Really scary. And thoughts and that go out to all the people that died, especially in the east in Hualien, where the earthquake struck. I believe it struck 25 kilometers off the coast of Hualien, which is on the east coast of Taiwan. Beautiful place, but there was a lot of people out hiking, you know, there was some crazy rock slides, and I think there's still like 50 people missing or something like that. So, you know, it is crazy. And I always say that humans are the most dominant species on this planet, but nothing tops Mother Nature. That's the real fucking top dog right there, you know? Mother Nature, you know? Why do they call it Mother Nature too? Why can't it be Father Nature? How about that, you woke fucks? You, I want to use my pronoun. Well, fuck your pronoun when it comes to Mother and Earth. What about Father Earth? How about that? Or how about we just call it the Earth? Anyways, whatever. I'm fucking rambling shit here. So yeah, I don't recommend earthquakes to anybody if you're thinking about earthquaking. Don't earthquake. It's not fun. So yeah, Taiwan is prone to earthquakes, a lot of earthquakes, because Taiwan sits on the Pacific Ring of Fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. That's my best Johnny Cash impression, and it's not very good. I'll have to work on that. So what is the Pacific Ring of Fire? Let me tell y'all. So the Pacific Ring of Fire actually runs through 15 countries. You got like Indonesia, New Zealand, the Philippines, Japan, United States, Canada, Russia, Guatemala, Peru, Chile, Australia, Taiwan. Damn. All right, I'll make this short and not too jargony, but the Pacific Ring of Fire is a horseshoe-shaped area in the Pacific Ocean Basin that is characterized by high seismic and volcanic activity. It's home to about 75% of the world's active and dormant volcanoes and is prone to frequent earthquakes. The Ring of Fire is the result of several tectonic plate boundaries converging, leading to intense geological activity, including volcanic eruptions and earthquakes. Damn, you know, at least now we can, I mean, I don't think they can predict earthquakes. I don't think they're able to predict like an earthquake is about to happen. But saying that, we used to get on our phones here in Taiwan, we used to get like an alert. It would go beep, 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 beep while an earthquake was happening, and it would be warning you that an earthquake was happening. It added a level of terror to the earthquakes that was unnecessary, I believe. Just like, we know there's an earthquake, we can fucking feel it. Then you've got that fucking ominous sound of everyone's phones making that, you know, just added to it. The last morning, that didn't happen. I didn't hear anybody's phone with that siren on it. Yeah, I mean, also, like, back in the day before, you know, like, science and geology and all this kind of stuff, people would have believed that earthquakes were, you know, like, they would have believed that earthquakes were a punishment from the gods for something that they'd done wrong, you know, just like if their crops failed because they, you know, didn't get enough rain that season or there was too much sun, you know, they'd angered the sun god or the rain god, so they didn't, you know, sacrifice some fucking virgins or sacrifice some slaves, you know, cut out their hearts, drink their blood, whatever they would do to appease the gods. And now we know, in fact, that's just an earthquake, tectonic plates sliding over each other in the ocean and causing the earth to shake. No more need for any sacrificing, you know? But something also that struck me the last day when I was reflecting on this earthquake that had just happened was that I'm always telling everybody, you know, Taiwan is just the safest country in the world. It's really the safest place I've ever lived. I feel it's the safest place I've ever lived. Anyways, I've lived in Canada, I lived in Ireland, I lived in Australia. And at the same time, I was kind of thinking, well, we do get hit with disastrous earthquakes, and we have the impending threat of war from China. So apart from them two things, it is the safest country I've ever lived in, you know? You can walk down the street. I can walk anywhere at any fucking time here and not worry. Like, I have very little fear about my surroundings. But then at the same time, my house could fall down from a fucking earthquake. Or China could invade. So you got to take the good with the bad and the bad with the good. And they know what they say, ah, ah. And also, the last night, after the earthquake, you'll get like multiple aftershocks throughout the day, even for the next few days. So that night after the earthquake, I was in bed reading, and next minute I just felt the whole room start to shake again. I was like, oh, fuck. I had a glass of water left on my little bedside locker, and the whole of the water was moving. It was like out of fucking, what was it? T-Rex, Spielberg. What's the name of the movie? What's the fucking name of the movie with the dinosaurs and the fucking people that were bringing them back from fucking amber and fucking bugs that were biting dinosaurs back in the day? Jurassic Park. Oh, Jesus Christ. Jurassic Park. There we go. It's the sickness. It's the sickness that I'm feeling right now. That's why I couldn't come up with that straight away. I had to do that whole little ritual of finding out what I was trying to think about there. Yeah. Why was I on about Jurassic Park? Don't have a fucking idea. Can't remember. That memory's gone. Just gone out of my fucking mind. Anyways. So the last night, yeah, I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, because I was getting riddled by mosquito bites, and again felt the room shaking. And you're just thinking, fuck, no, here we go again. And Taiwan has had some massive earthquakes in the past, like devastating earthquakes. As bad as this one was, you know, the casualties were pretty low. I think 14 people are dead, and like I said, I think there's still 50 people missing, which is relatively low for an earthquake this size. I believe an earthquake, like 7.5 earthquake, hit Turkey a few years ago, and it fucking decimated the place. So this was a 7.2 here in Taiwan, and, you know, there wasn't that much damage, really. But I done a little bit of research to see like what were the most devastating earthquakes that Taiwan has experienced. In the past 100 years, the largest earthquake that has caused the most disastrous number of casualties in Taiwan occurred at 6:02 a.m. on April the 21st, 1935. And this happened in Hsinchu, Taichung. I can't find out how strong this earthquake was, but it resulted in 3,276 deaths. Over 12,000 people were injured, and 18,000 houses were fully destroyed. 11,500 houses were partially destroyed, and 25,000 houses were damaged. So then skipping forward to the year 1999, and this is an earthquake that I actually learnt about here not that long ago in Taiwan, and most people are familiar with this one. So the most catastrophic earthquake that caused the most disastrous damage in Taiwan occurred at 1:47 a.m. on September 21st, 1999, and it was known as the Nantou GG earthquake. And this earthquake measured 7.6 on the Richter scale. Damn, that is fucking strong. This earthquake resulted in 2,500 deaths, over 10,000 injured, 54,000 houses were fully destroyed, and 53,000 houses were damaged. Damn, that's catastrophic, that's fucking catastrophic. So seeing as I'm on the topic of earthquakes, you know, for good reason, I thought I'd look into what was the biggest earthquake ever recorded in history. So the last day we had a 7.2. In 1999 in Taiwan they had a 7.6, which caused a hell of a lot of damage. But the largest earthquake ever recorded in history was the 1960 Valdivia earthquake in Chile, also known as the Great Chilean Earthquake. I don't know what made it so great. I would call it the Terrible Chilean Earthquake, or the Horrible Chilean Earthquake. It occurred on May the 22nd, 1960, and had a magnitude of 9.5 on the Richter scale. 9.5. Fucking hell. I couldn't even imagine what that would have been like. This earthquake caused widespread devastation in southern Chile, with significant damage to infrastructure, buildings, and communities. It also triggered a massive tsunami. Damn, them tsunamis are scary. That affected coastal areas across the Pacific, causing further destruction and loss of life in countries such as Japan, the Philippines, and the United States. That's crazy. I mean, if you're living on the coast, last week when the earthquake struck off the coast of Hualien, Hualien's a coastal town right there on the ocean, they had like the air raid sirens going off like crazy, and they were just telling everybody, get to higher ground, like get to fucking higher ground, we could be getting hit by a tsunami. As terrifying as earthquakes are, fucking hell, I couldn't imagine a tsunami either. You remember that one that hit Thailand and Japan and all that a few years ago? Damn, the absolute devastation is just insane. That great earthquake in Chile, they reckon the death toll was anywhere from 1,000 to 6,000 people. But, you know, due to the scale of the destruction and the challenges in assessing casualties, excuse me, precise numbers can vary among different sources. So where is the safest place to be when an earthquake hits? Obviously not anywhere near where the earthquake hits, but if you're indoors in a sturdy building during an earthquake, seek shelter under a sturdy piece of furniture, such as a table or a desk. Preferably something that not bought or made from IKEA. Okay, IKEA's great, yeah, but you know what I mean. I wouldn't put my hopes and dreams of survival from an earthquake hiding under an IKEA piece of furniture. Stay away from the windows, heavy objects that could fall, and exterior walls. Alright. The fridge, that's what I'm doing. I'm going in the fucking fridge. We got a huge fridge here in this house, so I'm getting into the fridge. If you're outdoors when an earthquake strikes, move to an open area away from buildings, trees, streetlights, and utility wires. Be cautious of falling debris. I was even thinking about that here the last day, like, even if I was to get out of my building when an earthquake happened and shit was falling down, it's so built up around here. In fact, my housemate was telling me the last day, we live in a place called Yonghe, and supposedly Yonghe is the most densely populated area in the entire world, or one of the most densely populated, meaning that there's more people per square meter than anywhere else in the world. It's fucking crazy. So even if you made it outside, you're so, there's just buildings everywhere. Like, to get to an open piece of ground where there's nothing is just, yeah, good luck with that. Okay, if you're in a vehicle, pull over to a safe area away from overpasses, bridges, and buildings. Damn, I seen some video from inside one of the undergrounds there the last day. The underground is like our We call it the MRT over here. It's like the underground, but it also like passes over huge bridges here. And the yellow line, which is the line I usually take, that actually derailed the last day. And I seen video of people inside the fucking thing, and it was terrifying. They were on one of the big high bridges. Damn, that would have been fucking scary. So if you're in a vehicle, stay inside the vehicle with your seatbelt fastened until the shaking stops. Damn. If you're in bed, oh, here's a good one. If you're in bed during an earthquake, stay there and protect your head with a pillow. Oh, God. Protect your head with a pillow. Avoid trying to move unless you are in immediate danger from falling objects. So remember that, folks. If you're in bed while a massive earthquake strikes, grab your pillow and put it over your head. Because if the 5 to 6 floors that are above you cave in, that pillow, by God, it'll save your life. You hear me, son of Jim? Pillow over the head. Or if your wife next to you is screaming, or girlfriend is screaming too loud, and that's also irritating you, you know what you're going to do with that pillow, don't you? That's right. That's right. All right, if you're in elevated areas, if you're in a coastal area and there's a risk of a tsunami following the earthquake, move to higher ground as soon as it's safe to do so. No need to tell me that twice, son of Jim. Wouldn't it be mental now if an earthquake struck right now? Right this very second while I'm recording this podcast. The whole building comes down. The microphone keeps recording. And I can release the episode. That'd be a first. That'd take me to stardom. That'd take me to podcast stardom. Something that's never been done before. You know, you see like these people, the movie Twister. They're out there looking for storms. Do you know what I mean? They weren't just trying to hide and run away from the storms like the regular folks. They were looking for storms. And they were tracking storms. And they're trying to get in the eye of the fucking storm. And they're going to get famous, make loads of fucking money. Well, I could go around the place looking for fucking earthquakes. Bringing the laptop, bringing the microphone, and then trying to fucking record a podcast while the fucking earthquake is happening. Then release the podcast to be like, no one's ever fucking done this before. I have to buy fucking earthquake podcast. Fucking telling you, there's a market for it. Give me some sponsorship and I'll do it. Oh, the sickness is getting to me. I'm feeling rough as hell. I'm feeling rough, rough, rough. People say as rough as a dog. People say, oh, I'm feeling as rough as a dog. Well, fuck me, our dog never feeling rough. Got the best life ever. The king of the castle is what that dog is. You know what I mean? Nothing to worry about. Food all the time. Treats from everybody. Walks down the fucking park when I can't be fucking arsed walking the dog. I still have to bring the dog for a walk, no matter what. So yeah, I don't feel as rough as a dog. If I felt as rough as a dog, I'd feel fucking great. Something I was thinking about as well during this whole earthquake crack was that Pompeii, the city of Pompeii in Italy, like that's over the devastating volcano, right? I think it was like in 1779 AD or something like that. Well, actually, something I learned while I was in Pompeii, because I went there last year, was that like 17 years before that, they experienced a big earthquake. I think it measured like 5 or 6 on the Richter scale, and it damaged like loads of buildings. Loads of buildings collapsed. And when the big volcano erupted, Mount Vesuvius, the Pompeianians, I don't know if that's what you call them, that's what I'm calling them. Sounds good. The Pompeianians, they were still in the process of rebuilding a lot of the buildings that had collapsed. And then all of a sudden, boom, Mount Vesuvius fucking explodes. I can just imagine how fucking pissed off some of them fucking Italians would have been. They're like, Mamma mia, I just fixed the goddamn house and now with the volcano coming and erupting all over the fucking place. Mamma mia! Sorry, disrespectful there, but anyways. Thinking about that too, something funny that I seen in Pompeii when I was there last year was I was walking along. They have like massive cobblestone streets. You know, all the original streets that are still there. And we were walking along, looking around. And I heard this woman fall behind me. I might have told this on the podcast already, but if I did, I don't give a fuck. I'm telling it again, right? It was too funny. She was walking along, and she must have fallen over. So we heard a bit of a stumble and, a fall. And like an ow! And then her husband, I guess who it was in front of her where we were walking. And he turned around, and he's like, honey, you okay? And he went back to help her. She goes, well, I would have been if you helped me, goddammit. I was absolutely in stitches laughing. I went back later and I wrote that down. I just thought that was the funniest shit ever. Like, he was just walking around, you know, looking at the sights as well. She clearly wasn't looking where she was walking and fell over, and then somehow it was his fault. So there you go. Something too, I'm betting something too that politicians would have done back in the day. I've been ranting about politicians on this podcast the last couple of weeks, which is weird because I don't normally get political. But politicians back in the day would be like, I swear if you vote me into office, there will be no more earthquakes. I will put a stop. I will sign a fucking constitution declaration today and there will be no more earthquakes. If politicians could do that today, damn straight they'd do it. Fucking what's his name, Donald Trump. I can't really do impressions that well anymore. I used to be very good doing impressions, although I did have somebody message me recently and said that they loved my impressions I do on the podcast. So maybe I'll hit you up with some more impressions soon. I was doing, what's his name? Francis Ngannou, the ex-UFC heavyweight champ. He fought Tyson Fury in a boxing match a few years back, and he just recently got KO'd by Anthony Joshua. And I reckon I can do him pretty good.
Well, you see, I like to fight, and I think that when I'm fighting, I'm very happy, because I come from a place in Africa, and I'm working in the salt mines, and I say to myself, I see Mike Tyson on the TV, and I say, I want to be like Mike Tyson, and then I say, I'm going to go to America, and I'm going to become the boxing champion of the world, and no one can tell me I can't do this, you know?
Rate it. Come on, tell me. How's my fucking Francis Ngannou impersonation? I like Francis Ngannou. I think he's a fucking stand-up chap when he ain't lying down from being knocked out. Sorry, Francis. Not that you'll ever hear this, but anyways. All right, that's enough rambling for me today. I'm fucking sick. I'm feeling like shit. So, I'm going to leave it at that. Just letting everybody know I'm fine. I didn't get fucking put down by the earthquake. But I still live in fear. I'm living in fear every day of that earthquake coming back for revenge on us human beings. So anyways, if you like the podcast, please subscribe to the podcast. Like it. Click the like button. Share it with somebody. Tell somebody, you know what? If you got some fucking time to spare, have a listen to this podcast. You might get a laugh out of it. You might get some fucking education out of it. You know what I mean? Yeah, if you want to leave me a comment, you can contact me at paddysparlourpodcast@gmail.com or go onto my Instagram page. I had to put up some videos and stuff like that and things to do with the podcast. That's Paddy's Parlour Podcast at Instagram.com. I don't know what the fuck you call it. Paddy's Parlour Podcast on Instagram, whatever. And as promised, I'm going to leave you today with another song from Denver, Colorado band Dead Pioneers. And this little zinger is called The Punchline. Peace.